Chapter One of Sons of Fire. Chapter One. A Striking Likeness. The meet was at the Pig and Whistle at Melbury, 9 miles off, rather near meet compared with the usual appointments of the South Sarum hounds, the ostler remarked, as Alan Carew mounted a hired hunter in the yard of the Duke's Head, chief and indeed only possible inn for a gentleman to put up at in the little village of Matcham, a small but prosperous hamlet lying in a hollow of the hills between Salisbury and Andover. He had only arrived on the previous afternoon, and he was sallying forth in the crisp March morning on an unknown horse in an unfamiliar country to hunt with a pack whose master's name he had heard for the first time that day. "Can he jump?" asked Alan, as he scrutinized the lean, upstanding bay. "Not a bad kind of horse by any means, but with that shabby, undergroomed, and overworked appearance common to hirelings." "Can't he, sir? There ain't a better leper in Wiltshire, and as clever as a cat. We had a lady staying here in the winter, Mrs. Colonel Parkin, brought 2 acts of her own, besides the Colonel's 2 unters, and liked this 'ere horse better than any of 'em. She was right down mashed on him, as the young gents say." "I wonder she didn't buy him," said Alan. "She couldn't, sir. Money wouldn't buy such a hunter as this off my master. He's a fortune to us." "I hope I may be of Mrs. Parkin's opinion when I come home," said Alan. "Now then, ostler, just tell me which way I am to ride to get to the Pig and Whistle by 11 o'clock. The ostler gave elaborate instructions. "A public house here, an accommodation lane there, a common to cross, a copse to skirt, 3 villages, 1 church, a post office, and several crossroads. You're safe to fall in with company before you get there," concluded the ostler, whisking a bit of straw out of the bay's off hind hoof and eyeing him critically previous to departure. "If I don't, I doubt if I ever shall get there," said Alan as he rode out of the yard. He was a stranger in Matcham, a foreigner, as the villagers called such alien visitors. He had never been in the village before, knew nothing of its inhabitants or its surroundings, its customs, ways, local prejudices, produce, trade, scandals, hates, loves, subserviences, gods or devils. And yet henceforward he was to be closely allied with Matcham, for a certain bachelor uncle had lately died and left him a small estate within a mile of the village, a relative with whom Alan Carew had held slightest commune.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?